Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Get up!
What?
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God, what could be better than that?
Alice at
97.3.
Ba-dum-bum-bum-bum. Ba-dum-bum. Hey, Bob, is this the song that you were using for your outfit change thing you did on Instagram?
Yeah, it was a combination or a mashup of that and of a Sabrina Carpenter song.
Oh.
Yeah, it was cool.
I have a Sabrina Carpenter story coming up here in a second, which I think everyone is going to enjoy very much.
Is that right?
It's part of the All Hot Chicks Win tease I gave you.
You know that's true.
I do. You taught me that years ago.
Yeah.
Thanks for learning me on that one.
All the time. Yeah. Every time.
All hot chicks win. It's just it's like a universal constant.
Right.
You can measure other things by it.
You so walk up to a door and they go, winning. No. Hot chick walks up. Come on in. Mm. Let us get you a drink while we're at it.
Ugh. All hot chicks win.
Jeez.
Boy, it seems to be really working out for the hot chicks. It's weird. It's Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Good vibes and variety. Benson Boone and Shawn Mendes tickets all day long. All week long, too. So we're doing this from 7.05 in the morning, every hour through 5.05 in the evening with Janie on your ride home. Every hour. Not just tickets to Benson Boone. Not just tickets to Shawn Mendes. But tickets to both shows. Two separate shows. Two pairs of tickets. You win them all. Right now, take the word magical, M-A-G-I-C-A-L, magical, and text it to our contest line, 20357. Do that, and you could win a pair of tickets to Benson Boone October 1st at Chase Center and a pair of tickets to Shawn Mendes on October 14th at Frost Amphitheater, all courtesy of Golden Voice. This hour's code word is magical. Text it right now to 20357. And if you don't win, fret not. Have another chance next hour and the hour.
More chances to come with Jane Lowe.
Jane Lowe, yep. Let's start with Sabrina Carpenter. This is these next couple things, they're really not stories, but it's worth talking about. Yesterday, I think, was one of the times we talked about how little the clothes are that people are wearing these days. So, and I live by a high school. I know, you know, people, there's schools around and there's a bunch of like little restaurants. Like there's a place called Grilly's where people can ding, ding, shame, where people can go and grab a burrito on their school break. Or, you know, if I'm over at the Safeway in the middle of the day, And the kids come over. They all get in line for their lunch. And there's all these places. And then they're just walking down the sidewalk. And, you know, I've just seen more young person rear end than I really want to.
Well, I think you came up with the term, Sarah, didn't you? It's skin to win.
Yes, that is one of mine. Thank you for remembering that that was mine.
Right.
So let me just ask you, before you start the video, don't start the video. Yes or no, Vinny, will the truck in this video that is coming down the highway at Sabrina Carpenter, who is wearing half the pants that normal people would wear, or I should say that olden days people would wear, will this truck stop and pick Sabrina Carpenter up when she hitchhikes?
That's going to be a yes, Bob.
Yeah, roll them.
Her butt looks spectacular.
Well, because you can see all of it.
Right.
And that's a no. Pause it. Okay, so now there she is standing on the side of the road.
Look at how good she looks, though. Come on!
It's a very deserty looking, like maybe on the road to Reno or something.
And there's a little slice of heaven standing on the side of the road.
All right, so there's another car coming, Vinny. Is that one going to pick Sabrina?
So absolutely.
By the way, we're seeing her from behind. She's got her suitcase next to her and her little high heels. Sticks out her thumb. She's a little kicky. Let's see if they... no. And by the way, did you notice what kind of car that was? That was your mom's old
station
Woody.
Wagon, yeah. You know what this is giving me? I want to say, and I'm sure that this isn't meant to bite off of a Madonna thing, but I feel like I remember a picture of Madonna nude thumbing a ride 30 years ago.
Mm.
But, and I think she's
that
got
was like a shock value thing. And this
I think
one
she's
is just
got
like
a grit in her mouth in the picture, though. But there's definitely a Madonna, like I just had a Madonna flashback.
That's funny.
Yes, you're so right.
Oh, there she is. We're looking right at it.
Full nude.
She is full and from the front, too.
Yep. Full nude.
And
no
lots
top.
Of,
no bottom.
Lots of stuff happening downstairs. Lots of excitement compared to what you see, you know. I guarantee you, if Sabrina Carpenter was facing us, everything's been lasered off.
Right,
yeah.
No muff there.
For sure. You know what's crazy about that? This one picture, we're looking at 1992, Madonna hitchhiking nude. That does not look like Madonna in any way, shape, or form. Like even
anymore or ever?
Well, I never would have said that was Madonna.
Oh.
Like, I don't know. Can you zoom in on her face a little bit? And yeah, grab it. And yeah, it just doesn't look like her to me. She looks like Anna. The girl, oh, damn it. I can't think of her name. She died. And she has a daughter. And she was a guest model.
Oh,
Anna Nicole Smith.
Mm-hmm. That's who her face kind of looks like.
Anyway, back to Sabrina. I just had that flashback of Madonna doing this naked. So actually...
Yeah,
Sabrina's put on quite a bit by comparison.
She's fully dressed by comparison, except we're seeing her from the back where she's only really half dressed. I mean, that is full.
You know, for a guy who wrote the song Boobs, I really have changed. You know, I've become an ass man. She is just, that's as pretty as it gets right there.
Mm-hmm.
So pretty.
Yeah.
Icon.
It's... Sabrina?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's so such a tiny. I know, we're just staring.
I mean, what do you want me to do? So no one picks her up. What is the point of the video?
Nothing.
Oh.
Just, there
just,
it is.
Here's
if,
my
if
butt,
If you
everyone.
Saw her hitchhiking in these shorts, would you pick her up? It's just funny because everybody keeps on driving by her. And then I also saw your mom's car go by. Of course, your mom doesn't pick her up.
Is this an Easter egg for something?
Does she have a song about hitchhiking?
Theories.
I'll do more research. I'll report back tomorrow.
Okay.
That's really funny.
I feel like this is the way. Like, truly listening to all of the thought that Taylor Swift puts into everything she puts out, and then all of the thought all of her fans put into everything she puts out, it seems like a recipe for super success.
I love that it adds another layer of intrigue and mystique to someone that you're already a fan of.
Mm-hmm.
And now when you do a deep dive, like, I don't know if you ever did this, but when I was a kid, there was the whole, you know, is Paul McCartney dead thing? And people were looking for clues for that. Like, my cousin and I would spend hours, like, looking through the liner notes and looking at the at the different
is that really?
And, yes, totally. And listening to records backwards, because you could do that in the day. You know, you could run them backwards on your record player. And it was, it you know, okay, we didn't have screens. We didn't have iPhones. We didn't have, it was raining outside. So we sat there in the den all day listening to records. That's what we did. And we tried to figure out if Paul McCartney was dead or not. I buried Paul.
You know, I bought
actually cranberry sauce.
This is another one of those dad fails. And I do this often. So, you know, get used to it. I bought my kids those iPods just as Apple was saying, we're canceling the iPod. We're not doing it anymore. And my whole point was, I want you girls to be able to listen to music. Mm-hmm. And you can even listen to books and stories and things. So I thought, this is going to be amazing for them. I didn't see that they would just rig those things to work exactly like phones. And
because by that time, they were the phone shape. They were, yes. They had the icons and you could get apps on there.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So it created a whole thing that the missus had to jump in the middle of and go, okay, I'm looking at your contacts. You're talking to too many people on here. I'm getting rid of this, that, like, and had to basically blank the thing out in order to for it to be what I bought them for, which was go listen to music. You don't have
and
anything
that was
to do.
Years later, like
put
they stayed
on a song and dance.
That's what we do in here every day,
right?
All day. Next, hot chicks win. All hot chicks win.
Oh, okay.
Story. It's another video. By the way, both of these are up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. So Kesha, as you know, she is a mother, father, woman. She goes bananas with an X-rated stage act that splits fans.
Splits them.
Get it, banana, split.
Oh!
Have
no,
a look
I didn't get it. I'm
see
too
what you're
stupid.
Doing
get
here.
That. Oh, man.
So she's got a hot looking backup dancer and she's on some kind of like, it's like a small dais and she's kneeling on it and he's holding a banana in a certain place and she is eating the banana. And here's a shot of it.
Oh.
And she loves banana. And he seems to love that she's enjoying
the banana. She ate the whole thing in one bite like you do.
Then she spits it out.
Oh.
Yeah. So that's fun. And something that you can look at. It's, she might even choke on it. Oh my goodness. She's really just going to town on that banana. Take it easy, girl. Kesha and Sabrina are both up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. So enjoy that. If it's something you feel that you're into. Taylor Swift, her original albums have now doubled on Spotify, and especially the ones, it looks like people weren't listening to certain ones because they hadn't been made. And now I don't know which ones have and which ones haven't, so Bob, I'll rely on you for this. But when Taylor broke the news that she'd regained control of her first six albums, her overall streams jumped by 40%. Like, way to get a pay raise that month. The breakdown for each of the original albums, Speak Now, the listening rate increased 430%. Had she done?
She had, yes. Speak Now is one that she had re-recorded.
So maybe they just went back and now when you ask for it, it can automatically give you one that isn't Taylor's version.
So the thing is, even though she made very few changes when she re-recorded them, her voice has changed a lot.
Oh, you mentioned that, yeah.
And so people have been missing some of the originals, but out of
can
respect,
you tell?
Yes.
So if we played you both versions, you'd go, "That's the new one."
Probably.
Okay.
Probably. Mm. At least for like the older albums, yeah. But so yeah, people were missing those original tracks, and now they can listen to them guilt free.
People are just jumping. Yeah, there it is. So the number two one on here. So Speak Now, 430%. Like so many more streams.
I left here on Friday. I listened to the whole album. I walked home instead of taking the bus. And listened to the whole
thing. I saw that video. That was you walking down the sidewalk singing, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
How many miles is it to your house from here?
Not like 1.5.
Oh, could you ride a bike?
I could, yeah.
That's fun. It's nice to live in the city, huh?
It's so nice.
Just to be able to walk all around and get some food. And
I got a burrito yesterday. Anytime I want the best food of any category at my fingertips.
It's good. I like your little backyard.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's in her. Is it just a story right now, or is it an actual post?
It's a reel.
Oh, okay.
My first one.
Anyway, it looks like Taylor Swift, Reputation, the name of the record, Taylor Swift, the name of the record, Reputation, Fearless, Red, 1989, all way up. Like, even 1989 is like a 110% increase. That's the lowest one. But Speak Now, 430%. She is going to make twice the money she usually makes on royalties next month, at least.
Oh, speaking of Easter eggs, real quick, and then we can move off Taylor Swift. People pointed out, as I was doing more investigation yesterday, that they very much feel like we have now officially entered the Taylor Swift 12th album era because of the letterhead. Because she's been writing us notes and doing, you know, promotional things for Tortured Poets Department, like since it came out. And so a lot of things have been from the desk of the Tortured Poets Department, but this one was not. It had a brand new letterhead. So we are on the
way.
That
is a thing to notice. Mm-hmm. All right. Number 12 coming out.
A little bit more interesting than her fingernails, huh?
I like the fingernails.
You know, how is someone, first of all, she's so incredibly successful and also so clearly a marketing genius. Mm. And there's no question she can write.
Yeah.
She writes great lyrics. She writes great music. And is she somehow really fulfilled by that football player? Like, are we being real?
No comment. I support her.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Do you like him?
I'd rather not say. Let's move on. He's hot.
Is he?
I'm not saying that he's not. I don't know him. He may be super smart. I don't know.
He might be super smart. He might be super funny. He can't sing, and she was getting aggravated with that early. Oh, this again. Great.
I think if you could get any guy in the world, you should try them all.
Good point. Good point.
I like it. I'm just going to do this because I don't. Now that Taylor's versions are gone, John Fogerty is releasing Taylor's versions of old Creedence Clearwater songs.
I love it. He's
it
a guy
actually really funny.
Who got so royally bleeped over.
He's so great and so talented.
Uh-huh.
I love so many John Fogerty songs. If you're a CCR fan or just his solo stuff.
And he's a Bay Area guy, right?
I actually don't know
I
that.
Believe he is. I think that he is a longtime Bay Area
but
guy.
But this is how influential Taylor Swift is. This 80-year-old man. Yes. Oh, yeah. He's a Bay Area guy. Mm-hmm. Did they say what town? Where is he from?
I grew up in Berkeley.
Oh.
In El Cerrito.
Fun. 80-year-old men who were topping the charts 2 decades before she was even born are now copying her. John Fogerty has a new album coming out August 22nd called Legacy, The Creedence Clearwater Revival Years. It features 20 re-recorded versions of CCR classics like Proud Mary, Down on the Corner, Fortunate Son, just to name a few.
He had all that stuff stolen from him.
He jokingly claims he fought to call the project Taylor's version. And he actually does put John's version in parentheses after all the song titles.
I don't know why he didn't do that. That would have been so perfect.
He has already released 3 of the songs. Up Around the Bend, Have You Ever Seen the Rain, Porterville. He says, for most of my life, I did not own the songs I'd written. Getting them back changes everything. Legacy is my way of celebrating that, of playing these songs on my terms with the people I love. So John Fogerty, learning a lesson from Taylor.
And I don't, so he didn't get his songs back. He's re-recorded them so that
he's pulling a Taylor.
Yeah. Very smart.
It is. It's too bad he didn't do it a bunch of years and years and years ago, because he could have been getting the royalties all that time.
And it's so shameful that people just boost something. Like, that's from that guy's head and hands. He made that.
Yep.
He wrote that. He's saying that.
But somebody
and
else
somebody
owns
else
it
goes,
and buy and sell it.
No, that's mine. No, you signed the contract. What?
Yeah. I own that.
Well, I was 20. I didn't know what I signed. Well, too bad for you. You should have.
Guess you should write some more hits, loser. What's coming up in the news?
You just sounded like the guy from Spotify. You should just write more songs.
Yeah.
And you'll have it. What?
It'll be fine.
I got a bunch of stuff, including a woman who strangled her roommate over dirty dishes.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh my God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
Shine bright like a diamond, you guys. It's important, you know, let your light shine. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Check out the Alice 97.3 Instagram for video reels and pics from the Sarah and Vinny morning show daily. And links to all our personal profiles. Meet you over there.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Benson Boone and Shawn Mendes. All this week, listen on the fives every hour from 7.05 a.m. to 5.05 p.m. for the code word. Text the code word to our contest line, 20357, for your chance to win a pair of tickets to Benson Boone on October 1st at the Chase Center and Shawn Mendes on October 14th at Frost Amphitheater in Stanford. Courtesy of Golden Voice. That is a good prize. Yeah. Benson Boone is a super hot shot right now.
Absolutely.
By the way, happy graduation to all the people. I know that a lot of parents are going running all different directions right now, and I'm sure it's crazy times, and the missus just was at one of them, one of my kids' things this morning, and it's a lot. She's like, oh my God, I'm working and doing.
She's muted and just listening in on whatever meeting. Subvote.
Anyway, clouds early. They're starting to burn off overhead here in downtown San Francisco. We should see blue skies today, sunshine and highs in the 70s and 80s, depending on where you're at.
Okay. Kill it.
Let's see here. So I'll do the story that I teased you with. A woman strangled her roommate over dirty dishes. This is a really unfortunate reality to those first early days of living on your own, except that you need roommates. Have you ever lived with someone who did a really lousy job with the dishes? Starts our story. Yeah, we all have.
Yep. It's or just soaking. Leaves their freaking dishes. Forget soaking. It's hardening is what it's doing. Like, And, you know, you come in and you're like, bring someone home. You're going to hang out. And then you're like, oh, please excuse the kitchen. Oh, my God.
The number of wars that begin
in the kitchen.
Ah.
With the food.
And well,
the
and then you're like, okay, I can't even get in there to clean the dish I just dirtied because there's dishes piled up.
Right.
I guess I'll just add mine to the mix. And now it's a war. Now we're just, who's going to hold out longer before... A 23-year-old woman in Utah was arrested after she allegedly tried to strangle her roommate last week during a, quote, argument over dirty plates not being washed.
Oh, well, you can't blame her.
What?
That bitch didn't do her dishes.
You can't strangle people.
Oh, I keep forgetting about that.
Police say the woman followed the victim as she ran to her room. She pushed through the closed bedroom door, made her fall to the ground, grabbed her by the hair and neck, and strangled her to the point where she couldn't breathe for at least 5 seconds.
Oh, boy.
Then she also tried to kick her. Doesn't sound like the roommate suffered any serious injuries, but I'm thinking that friendship is over. There's no update on her condition. The attacker was charged with aggravated assault and aggravated burglary, and it's unclear who will do the dishes while the woman is in lockup. Har, har, har. That's the thing. You walk up to the dishes and you just go, I don't have enough problems in this life with no money.
Right.
And no girlfriend.
And now I'm a scullery maid.
And I do the worst work in the world trying to work my way up the ladder. And now I'm going to
do your dishes that have been sitting here for 3 days.
Yeah, they're moldy now. This is rank. Oh.
Yes.
Roommates. They can be great.
They can be great. A really great roommate, someone who's considerate.
I still, because I don't have these days anymore because, you know, I'm
grown up and married.
In my 40s.
Yeah. What?
Or something.
Okay.
Past my 40s. However you want to say.
Let's all be 35. Be fine.
Getting home and all your boys are there and you decide as a group what you're going to go do. We're either going to go to the party down the street or, hey, let's grab our boards and go have a surf before we then go to the party down the street. Those were such fun times. Mm. And we were so poor that it seemed like we were struggling. But now you look back and go, when are you going to have that option?
They were the best of times.
To just roll freedom. Back, the get freedom. Home and just be right. Like, I'm doing that.
What are we doing?
Let's go do that. You want to go get into some trouble? Yeah, let's go.
Yeah.
All right.
Have a little adventure.
Yep. Good stuff.
Yeah.
Here are a few money-saving hacks that can actually cost you more.
Okay.
Driving to the cheaper gas station across town. Christina does it every time. I'm going to get gas at Costco. That's like a 30-minute drive from here.
Yeah, she's trying to get away from you.
You think so?
She's actually saving her mind. She's saving her sanity. I don't mean you. I mean, like, you know, the kids. She's like, you know what that's going to be? That's going to be an hour plus break for
mommy. Unless it's a lot cheaper, you don't have to drive far before it's not worth it anymore.
Mm. Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Do-it-yourself repairs, unless you really know what you're doing. These are things, these are hacks to save money, only to cost more in the end. Yeah, do-it-yourself repairs. That's one of those things. I know you and John make you do it. You love it. You live for it. You're like, John, I'm going to repair a 10-year-old washing machine because I think I can.
Because YouTube said I could.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's fine, except that you do clearly have the money to buy a new one. Why bother?
Yeah, even now we have an appliance that I'm like, just get a new one. You've tried 5 times. Just get a new one. You've ordered different parts. I'm like, you don't have to. I think you're amazing. Like, you've already impressed me. It took us, we had that last set so much longer than we needed it.
Trying to make something cheaper than you can buy it.
Like what? Does it say
specifically? Well, it doesn't have specifics, but everybody has that. Your mom's in the store and goes,
I could $30
for these shorts? I could, look at this. This is, will I they
say
make this.
Will they say OP on them?
Right. I was like, Mom, I don't want the thing that you're talking about. This is what I want.
Yes.
So if I can only have one of these, I'll take the one. I don't want 20 homemade pairs of OPs.
Nope.
I can put the O and the P on there. That's too.
I have an embroidery mid setting.
Please, Mom.
I can do it.
Please don't. Mom, you're listening. I love you.
Sandy.
I never wanted the homemade shorts, though.
You know what, though, Sandy? As adults now, we can look back and see that would have been cool. Like, I really wish I'd appreciated. My mom made me a lot of clothes, too, and I really wish that I had appreciated it in the day. Like, it was cool. She would go to this place called Sattler's, and we could pick out any shirts and stuff. My sister and I would pick stuff out, and she'd bring them back. She'd measure us, make the, you know, use the pattern to make clothes for us.
Ah,
yeah.
Ellie!
Really, I didn't, and I was like, can't we just go to a store? But she really just wanted to go get fabric at the store. It was awesome, though.
Ah.
I know. And I never appreciated it.
The other day ago, Christina was, I don't know if it's a sponsor or what it is, but our guy Nico, that's Trina's kid, he got his confirmation.
Okay.
And so Christina was whatever that is, whatever the person, sponsor, whatever.
Oh, yeah. You do have like a person.
And so they were gone most of the afternoon on Sunday, and then they sent me a picture, and there's my guy Nico, and I'm like, oh my God, the one haircut my mom knew how to do when I was a kid, it's back. Actually, I take that back. It was never in until now. It's suddenly in the bowl cut is in style right now. Oh. I'm looking at Nico going, oh my God.
Does he look good?
He looks like I looked when I was a kid. The bowl cut, like a straight line across the forehead.
Does he also have the braces and the?
No, he doesn't. He's a good looking kid too. So, you know, he's killing it. But I was like, oh my God, it's in style. Sandy, now's your chance.
Listen, Vinny, we were just talking about how we want to put some more pictures up. Find a picture of you with the bowl cut.
Oh, the bowl cut.
Yeah, Sandy's bowl cut. And we'll put that up on our story.
I don't know.
On the Alice 973 story.
I don't know if my iPhone photo goes all the way back to my 12th.
Probably not. So
year.
when you probably posted that at some point on your Instagram. You've done some throwback stuff.
I'm not sure.
I think you have. I think you do.
All right. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Vinny, the current haircut for teen boys is called the baby alpaca. Once you see it, you can't see it. What?
It's the broccoli cut. It's the, if that's what, is it like the mop of curly stuff on the top with the sides up tight?
Yes, and well, now with the mullet too. That's
and he oh, well okay. he had this straight across the forehead, like it was It's what well, my mom used to do to me.
Maybe if you've got straight hair, that's the one you get. And if his hair was curly, it's the same cut except now it's all on top of your head.
707 says, I had a roommate who put her cigs out in the fish tank because I said she couldn't smoke inside, and admitted she was leaving knives in places accessible to my toddler on purpose.
Wow.
That's a, there are roommates. I've had them too, and we don't have time to get into all that, but there are roommates where you go, we're done here.
Yep.
You're going to have to leave.
Or and I'm going to.
Yeah. Well, and sometimes it's, you know, you've got to go. Mm. You.
I'm on the lease. Goodbye to you. Goodbye to you.
I guess you want to start the game, don't you?
Yeah, we'll do that. We can play a little game here. Vinny, you start this game in the lead because you got a point for Coco. I can't remember why you got a point for Coco, but it says right here, 1 point for Vinny.
I deserve
for Coco.
It, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was something. I can't really remember.
I don't either.
Oh, because I said which one was the most popular in
California.
The least amount of... Oh, yeah.
In California.
It was California. And you yelled out Coco, and I said an opportunity to give you a point. Boom. So it's 1-0, and we're going to play... When did that happen? It's a hard one. When did that happen? Jacques Haim, a French fashion designer, debuted a two-piece bathing suit in Paris and named it the Bikini after the Bikini Atoll Islands in the South Pacific where the atomic bomb testing was going on. He said he thought the bikini was so scandalous that the people would react to it the way they react to an atomic bomb being dropped.
Oui, oui.
When did that happen? You can give me how many years ago. You can give me the year. Give me the year. What year did the bikini come out?
1958.
58, says Maddie.
1935.
35, says Bobby.
57.
I think that you might have just snuck in there. So it's 1946.
Oh.
So Vinny's 11 away. Maddie's 12 away. And, oh, you know what? Bob and Vinny get a point. You're both 11 off. Because you said 1935. So Bob and Vinny.
She should lose a point for giving a date way before the atomic bomb.
But you gave a date way after the atomic bomb.
Not way after.
Wasn't it in the 40s?
45.
Well, 46
so
is when the...
if testing it, wouldn't that be before? Yeah. That was my logic. Anyway. I wasn't going to say anything, but if you're going to call me out...
I'm giving you both a point. I'm just not going to worry about it.
Clearly no point for Maddie,
fight!
Though. That's fight!
No point for Maddie. Yeah. No point for Maddie.
Just want to go on record with that. No points.
No points for me.
Okay. Anything else? Or
no,
should I...
we're fine.
Okay.
Here we go. Question number two. Bob, you're first on this one. The Tom Hanks comedy Big is released in this year. What year did that happen? When did that happen? The Tom Hanks comedy Big. It's about a little boy makes a wish. Or actually, did he make a wish or was it some magic machine or something?
He's a Zoltan.
It's like a fortune teller.
Yeah,
machine.
It is. Look at you knowing.
Who's up?
1995.
She's first. 95, you say, Bob. All right. And Vinny, what do you say?
I'm going to say 85.
85. And Maddie?
That's what I was going to say. I'll go 84.
84. Oh, you should have gone 86.
Ah.
It was 88. And that's a point for Vinny.
I rewatched that not that long ago.
Yeah, Big came out in 1988. That's a great movie.
Oh, there's a part where he's wearing one of those old David Letterman's double-breasted, like the big double-breasted suits. I'm looking at it going, that style is awful. Like, it's baggy.
Don't worry, it'll come back.
Big, giant.
Because now there's the whole...
arms almost like out in front of him with these lapels. Yikes.
All right, Vinny, you're first on this next one. Muhammad Ali dies at the age of 74. Muhammad Ali died. What year did that happen? When did that happen, Ben? When did Muhammad Ali die? He was 74 years old.
I'm going to say 98.
All right, Maddie?
I will say 2002.
2002.
Oh, I was going to say 2002.
Well, what are you going to say?
I'll say 2001.
Well, you should have said 2003. He would be dead. Muhammad Ali died in 2016.
Oh, my goodness.
I know.
Wow, really? I had no idea.
I was very surprised.
I remember
as well.
Him at the Olympics was one of the last big public appearances he did. So I was trying to like put it around an Olympic date. That's all I could had to go on.
Okay, so Maddie, you got to go first on this one. Let's see here. The 7-Year Itch was released in New York, starring Marilyn Monroe and a subway vent that blew her skirt right up. What year did that movie come out, The 7-Year Itch?
1962.
62, says Maddie. What about you, Bob?
Oh, I have no idea.
Take a guess. 60.
All
right.
63.
That's a point for Bob. That was 1955. 70 years ago, The 7-Year Itch came out. And here's your final one. I hate to do it because if Bob ties it up, I don't have a tiebreaker. So, we'll have a double winner.
We'll flip a coin.
Okay. David Carradine was found dead in a... That's Bill from Kill Bill. David Carradine was found dead in a hotel room hanging by a rope in the closet. The accepted theory is it wasn't a suicide. It was autoerotic asphyxiation gone wrong. What year did that happen? Bob.
This is the first time hearing
about
this.
What?
That's
crazy.
Well,
you can take a guess. Maddie, I believe you're first on this one.
No, I went first last one.
Did you?
Yeah.
Okay. Bob, you're first. Take a guess.
Look at her.
91.
All right. Just said he was in Kill Bill, but that's okay.
I don't know when that came out. When was that?
After 91. But
okay, fine. 99.
All right, fine. 99. I'll give it to you. You're a kid. You're a child. You need help. Vinny, you're up.
I'm going to say 2009.
And Maddie?
2010.
David Carradine was found dead in exactly 2009. That is 2 points for Vinny, and by a score of 5-1-2. Vinny!
Can't be on Del Pueblo rides again.
Thanks, everyone. Thank you.
Oh, those kisses. Keep them coming.
I really appreciate getting to represent.
Mm. Goodbye. Keep it here on Alice all day. Mason and Jane both have tickets to Benson Boone and Shawn Mendes throughout their shows. Jane even has a flyaway to see J-Lo in
Did
Vegas.
Did you say Jane?
Jane, yeah.
Janie. I'm a fan.
Jane Lowe.
Jane Lowe, yeah. I'm a big fan.
And we'll see you back here on Hump Day.
Woo! Thank you.
What?
Wake up.
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, Whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.